tomorrow between 1 and 4. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Not long now until we play Now and Then, the last Beatles song. I know we promised we'd have it for you just after 2 o'clock. We will have it for you very, very shortly. 0873 771 771, that is the number to text or WhatsApp. I'd love to know what your thoughts are once we played it for you in a few minutes. I'd love to hear what you think of it. So do let me know once we played it for you. And also coming up in this hour, if you are a Beatles fan, we've got a fantastic giveaway for you as well. So once we've played the song and we've talked about it, I'm going to tell you what you can win and how you can win it very, very soon. So stay tuned for that as well. And don't forget, if maybe you're not interested in the Beatles, not everybody is. So if you want to request a different song, 0873 771 771 will work just as well for you there too. It's not just about the Beatles on the show today. There is a lot about the Beatles, but it's not just about the Beatles. And I just want to say hello to Annette in Port Harlan, who's been in touch today. Annette, we're going to get your song for you. We're just a bit busy with the whole Beatles business at the moment, but we'll get that song for you in the next while, so keep tuned for that as well. We'll keep going now with a bit more music before we get to the Beatles. This is David Bowie. Whitney Houston, I Have Nothing on Afternoon Gold. Right, we have it in the system. We have got the last song from the Beatles. They might have broken up over 50 years ago, but with two of them now passed on and Paul and Ringo in their 80s, this really does feel like a significant event in the history of the band. And I think it's fair to say, and I know it's been said before back in the 90s with the anthology and all that, but I think this really will be the last song from the Beatles, including vocals from John Lennon recorded on a cassette tape in the late 70s at his home in the Dakota Building in New York City, and guitar recorded by the late George Harrison back in 1995 when the remaining Beatles got together for the anthology project. It was always felt that this track couldn't be completed to a high enough standard for release, like Real Love and Free as a Bird were, which were on the same cassette tape, of course. But now, thanks to AI technology, which is better at isolating John's vocals, his singing and George's guitar playing have been combined with recordings from Paul and Ringo, along with a new string arrangement, to create the last ever single featuring all four Beatles together.
1, 2.
Well, there you have it. That is Now and Then, the last song from the Beatles. So what did you think? Let me know with a text or WhatsApp to 0873 771 771 if you want to give me your thoughts on the song. Maybe you just simply enjoyed it, and if that's the case, that's all right. But if you do have any thoughts, please do share them with me. And make sure, if you haven't already, check out the 12-minute short documentary detailing how the song came together. It's on YouTube right now. Go have a look. It's actually quite an emotional watch. It's really well done. Peter Jackson, of course, who was involved in the Get Out documentary, or Get Back rather, was involved very heavily in all of this, and it's really worth watching. And the music video that will accompany this single is being released tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, and apparently it's going to feature previously unseen footage of the band, so that's going to be big deal as well, I think. So make sure you have a look out for that tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock online as well. We have also a special giveaway for Beatles fans coming up very shortly after this next song. So stay tuned to find out what you could win and how you can enter.